5th of Shvat, January 11th. Yesterday's recording was done in a different format. I hope I'll be able to make it available. I'm not sure, but we're on the bottom of page Nun Zayin in the Alei Shur. And talking about the value of having connection to an Odom Gadol. That really shapes our whole connection to Yiddishkeit and what a human being can be. Yiddishkeit is... The Torah is about what a human being can be, and knowing an Odom Gadol is a way to get that guidance. So the final paragraph at the bottom, Nun Zayin, Rambam Perek Yom Aval Halchi Yadalit, it's based on a Gemara in Brachos. The Rambam in the third parak of Hilchos Avil, V'chein medalgin al gabi aronu shel meisim likras malchei Yisrael, v'afilu malchei akum. You're allowed to skip over coffins of meisim, which otherwise could be an Issa d'Rabbanan, to greet Jewish kings and even Malchei Akum, kedei lehavchin beinam levein Malchei Yisrael. What is the purpose of seeing the latter? In order to be able to see the difference between them and Malchei Yisrael, kishetachzor kodem l'mekomon, when the glory of the Jewish king will be reinstated, say, yeah, I once saw the glory of so-and-so king, and there's no comparison. Chayvunu Chazal Liros Godless. Our Chachamim obligated us to seek to see greatness. V'yitir lanu tumad rabbonon afilu liros v'godless akum shem yizke yavchen. And they even allowed us to violate something that could have been an esed rabbonon just for the purpose of being able to see the difference. Mizan ulomdim, from this we learn, kebamesh anitan whatever is available for us to discern, to see the difference now, we're obligated to contemplate and discern. And as there we're talking about something that we won't be able to experience until likely Mashiach, but whatever we can see the difference, we should. Chayev kol adam miYisrael lahavchin ba'adam gadol amiti. Every person in Klal Yisrael is obligated to be able to discern, to see what it means, a true Odom Gadol. Emunas HaTorah, V'haknisa L'pnimius HaTorah, the faith in the Torah and entering into the inner chambers of the Torah, Tulios, and he doesn't mean Kabbalah here, he means like really what he's called before, not standing outside, Tulios B'havchanozos, are dependent on this discernment. And how much more so in the latest generations? Asher Chazal Chazu Behem Ki Yirei Chet Yimasu Emes Tehini Nederes. Chazal describing the generation before Mashiach that those who are God fearing will be rejected, and truth is lacking. Miyisod Ha'amuna Humamish. It's truly from the foundations of Emuna, l'hislamed l'havchin b'gadol amiti b'Torah, to train oneself to discern a true gadol b'Torah, l'iskarev elav lios mishamish tamid ha'chacham, to come near to him, to be a person who's mishamish tamid ha'chacham, ki gadol shimusha milimuda, because its shimush is greater than its learning. Gemara Bracha says so. Elisha Hanavi is described as the one who poured water for Eliyahu, not as the one who learned under Eliyahu, even though he's a Talmud, because the real learning comes from the intangible. Shemush is something that you can't really get just from direct study. It's from exposure and seeing how a person operates and thinks and speaks. When you read the Sefer of somebody and then you talk to somebody who knew him well, it's a whole different level of relationship and understanding what the Gadol was. So that's what
it's really a valuable like experience you had going to a yeshiva and seeing great people. You went to several yeshiva, you met these great people, and you saw them firsthand day to day.
I think that's one of the main benefits. One of the main benefits of yeshiva learning is the human guide books we have. But it's an important thing as much as possible. It's very hard, and with each passing generation, becomes increasingly difficult, but the Gedolim of Europe are basically disappearing, and that's tragic. But we do not believe that Kali Yisrael is left alone. So it's still available, and you should try as much as possible. And let's see the 13th parak, Hagosha Baguf, which I guess we would call bodily. We'll see how he defines it in the chapter, but it's the body to some degree is a Yetzirah. So let's see what he says. There's a Gemara in Nedarim that he started with. Amar Shimon HaTzadik. Miyomai lo achalti Hashem nazir tomei ela echad. I never ate from the carbon oshavim of a nazir became tamei. And I believe the Gemara, the Rishonim there say, because Nazirus is so difficult that a person who encounters difficulty with it, it becomes tamei and he has to redo it, so he's going to regret it. So it's a question of whether the whole carbon was legitimate, because maybe he has charata on the whole thing. So he has skepticism about the legitimacy of it. But I never ate from the ashram of a nazir became tamei, except one time. Pam achas bo adam echad nazir min hadarum. One time a nazir came, a person who was a nazir from the south, or isir shu yifei nayim v'tov roi. I saw he had nice eyes and beautiful appearance. Ukvutosav siduros lo tatalim. His hair looked nice. He had grown his hair in as a nazir. Amarti lo bani. I said to my son, Mara Yisro lahashke sarcha zehanoa. What did you see to destroy your hair? There's such nice hair. Amali, he said to me, Roa hayisi la'aba be'iri. By the way, as an aside, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky in the Sefer HaChumash points out that Nazirim happened to have generally been young. You needed a certain... I think that's the point he's going to be making here to some degree, but it took a lot of strength of character to decide to desist from all of those things. Nazirim were generally young. With that, he answers why the Torah, when it's talking about who can be, he can be tamei to, it seems to depict the nazir as a younger person, not an older person, because there's a pasuk, I'll put me bachurechem on nazirim. And Rabbi Yaakov quoted this story. Who's the nazir? It's this young boy. I was a shepherd for my father. V'tarachti l'malos mayim en hamayim. I worked hard to gather water from the spring. V'nistakalti babua shali. He must have been looking in like some kind of a pond or a well. And I saw my reflection. Upochas ala yitzri, let's say in my yitzir, I don't know, like overcame me. Parentheses, mitochshur isi mamayim tzirasi kol kachna, because I saw in the water my reflection, so nice. Nisgabar ala yitzri ubikish lahaviena de maisim roya. My yitzahara like overcame me for a moment and wanted to bring me to bad things. Ubikish the tardanim in ha'olam and wanted to drive me from the world. It's hard to translate to be matred somebody, but it means like to overwhelm him with thoughts, you know, that will distract him from the world. Like his tear, that usually means like bother. With preoccupation, that'll get you in trouble. Amartilo, I said to him, meaning to my Yitzhar, Rasha, Lama Thomas God Ba'olam Shaina Shalcha. Why are you becoming so proud in a world that's not yours? Meaning the world of hedonism, and it's all wrong. Wrong, you're going to the wrong place. Bemishu asilios rima v'tolea, with somebody who's destined to be rotting in worms. The whole physical reality of man ends in the same place. And it's not a nice one. Avoda, that's a lashon of shua, like by the service of God. Shagalecha chala shamayim, and we're going to shave you for heaven. That's what the boy said. So right away says Shimon HaTzadok. I got up and I kissed him on his head. Amatilo bini, like you, my son. Kamocha yirbu nozri nazirus be Yisrael. There should be the people who pledge nazirus in Yisrael should be like you. There should be more of them. Allah akasav omer ish ki yafli lindar neder lahazir Hashem. When a person does something incredible to make a neder of nazir lahashem. Of lishma and. Ebenezer says that uses the word yafli. Hafla means to separate oneself. The Rambam calls all of Nadarim that sefer hafla, mufla, but it also means to do something wondrous. And Ebenezer says, because most of the world follows Taivus, they don't do this. So let's see what Rav Volba tells us from this Gemara. Shimon HaTzadik lo rotza lechol Hashem Nazir Tameh. He didn't want to eat from the Hashem of a Nazir Tameh. Umestamav Nesha Nazir Nikra Chotei. some level, it probably was because it's really two opinions in the Gemara, but one opinion is a nuz is called a chote. Hashem gave us a Torah, he gave us regulations that make our lives healthy, and you're taking on something extra. Extremist. So why was he so impressed with this nazir? There's something great in this nazir. And Shimon HaTzadik is revealing something great in this whole account. The first arousal to tuma, to going to a bad place within person, is it's like a bodily desire. This young person saw his shadow and saw that he's handsome. What was his reaction? He was frightened. And he's able to see this Yetzer is going to bring him to bad things. And not only did he have that foresight and correct reaction, he also was able to seek out and find counsel against it. Kibel atzmo nazirus, he accepted the zirus. So if you remain a zirus, so you'd start legaleach kosar. At the end of that, he would have to shave off all of his hair and burn it l'shem shemayim. So I believe he's going to talk about having the strength to identify that, and that clarity is critical in addressing the Yetzer Hara. We'll continue next week. Mitzvah Shem.